All the gear, promotion and studio time means absolutely nothing without authenticity. A flash in the pan is no small feat, but to bring the heat consistently and relentlessly, that is the sign of genuine artistry. The sheer amount of carbon copy musical acts can be stifling, but the freshest breath of air comes in the form of the all-female band The Anti-Queens. The Anti-Queens quickly and rightfully gained the reputation of being one of Toronto's most exciting live acts over the last decade. Their incomparable work ethic and their blend of fury and fun has taken them across North America and Europe to share their ingenuity with thousands of concertgoers. From hometown bars to international festivals, The Anti-Queens deliver every single time. Before they hit Barrie later this month, I had the opportunity to ask lead guitar and vocalist Valerie Knox a few questions. Richard, what do you want people to think of when they hear the name, The Anti-Queens? Valerie, hey, that's a cool band, we should go see them live. Richard, The Anti-Queens have a stellar reputation as delivering incredibly high-energy performances and ripping killer riffs. How do you bring the energy every night and how do you create your sound? Valerie. The energy comes naturally for all of us, I think. We all enjoy playing punk rock so much that we're just our authentic selves on stage every night, hair flips and all. As for our sound, here's some gear we play: Mesa Dual Rectifier with Gibson S-335, Fender Hot Rod Deluxe 2 with Gibson Firebird, Trainer YBA-100 with Fender P-Bass, Mapex Saturn Evolution Drum Kit. Richard. Is there a particular criteria of what makes the cut as an Anti-Queen song? Valerie. Yeah, we all have to like it and have fun playing it. There's no filler with us. Richard. Can you give us any details about the upcoming sophomore album? Valerie. Sure. We started working on it almost exactly 3 years ago in that first lockdown. We wrote about 40 songs and cut it down to 13 or 14 over 2020 and 2021. It was produced by Dave Bash and Steve Risen. This album has some deep cuts on it and it is very personal for myself and Emily Bones. It's light and dark, just the way we like it. We really can't wait for everyone to hear it, but we've had some scheduling issues over the course of the pandemic. We're currently waiting for masters so we can get this show on the road, no pun intended. Laughs. Richard. After touring across Canada, the US, Europe, and playing for thousands of people, do you have any favorite memories from the road? Valerie. We played this festival in the middle of a field in Johannesburg, Germany last summer. Something like 900 people. It rained and rained all day, then cleared for our set. The crowd was so into it, 15 to 20 people got on the ground and started rowing as if they were on a giant boat. None of us had seen that before and thought it was pretty funny. Also, just off stage to the right of me there were a couple of naked dudes in a hot tub. Germans, man, they know how to have a good time. I'd like to add, some of the most beautiful landscapes we've seen have been driving through the mountains of Alberta and British Columbia. Every time we turned a corner it was another spectacular view, completely breathtaking. Driving down through the United States is always awesome, too. They have amazing beaches, just saying. We've been very fortunate with the places this band has taken us. Richard. What advice would you give female artists trying to break into the male-dominated music industry? Valerie. We get this question a lot, and in my experience you have to find the right people to do this with, because it's not easy. I would say first and foremost, surround yourself with people that believe in what you're doing and people who support you. Put together a band or team of people you share industry goals with. You have to put a lot of time in, you have to practice a lot, you have to sacrifice a lot, and you have to write songs that mean something to you, whether it's a personal experience or a story you made up. When you get on stage, you have to get comfortable real fast in front of a few and a lot of people, and you have to mean it every single time. Always remember you are a person providing a service or performance, and you deserve to not only be taken seriously, but also with respect. It can be really intimidating at first, but if you truly love doing it, it'll be the most fun you ever have in your life. Do not ever back down. Speak up. Put yourself out there and reach for those goals. Make friends everywhere you go. Don't waste time on people who can't hang. I could go on, but I digress. Follow your instincts. Richard, could you shout out any other band or artists that people should be listening to right now? Valerie, hell yeah. Crossdog, Amy Gaba and the Almost Famous, The Filthy Radicals, Bad Waitress, Doghouse Rose, Nothing Serious, Brutal Youth. They are all bands in the GTA that have new music coming out this year or are working on it, and we love them all. The Anti-Queens, with Spages GT and North Park, perform April 27th at The Rec Room, which is located at 8 North Village Way in Southend Barrie. Tickets can be purchased by clicking here.